Good morning, Susan. Now, this is a big one, but one we all struggle with, so we're welcoming you with open arms.
Hi, Rosemary. Yes, I'm pretty sure most of us have had to deal with this, but there are things that we can do to help. As a mother of two, I know that holidays can be fun, but also tiring. I highly recommend putting together a school holiday calendar and popping it on the fridge so everyone is aware of what's happening each day. So, let's start with screen time. A little screen time is okay, about 30 minutes at a time. However, once that time is up, get the kids outside. Get them barefoot onto the grass. They can run around with the dog, play footy, ride their bikes and scooters, jump on the trampoline, and maybe even set up a lemonade stand. Anything that gets them out of the house to ground them. Older kids might like to catch up with their friends, but try and encourage them to ditch the screens for some outside activity. I recommend keeping them off the screens first thing in the morning and turning them off about an hour before bedtime. Screens are very stimulating for all of us, not just kids. Less screen time will benefit everyone, and we all know how kids are after playing on screens. They may be a bit grumpy, and let's be honest, we don't want grumpy kids on our hands. While we're on the topic of sleep, I recommend trying to stick to a routine of roughly the same bedtime. If they're active enough during the day, they will be tired and want to go to bed at a reasonable time. Movie nights are always fun, so just start the movie earlier, which is a lot easier in winter. And lastly, let's talk about some healthy food ideas. Prep, prep, prep is my advice. Prepping food the day before will be your saviour. If there are plenty of fresh chopped up vegetables and fruit ready to go, the kids can snack on this. And remember, you are the one buying the food. So if it's in the house, chances are the kids will grab the unhealthy option. Try popping those occasional treats like the Dorito chips on the top shelf and the popcorn at about eye height for the kids. Some ideas are to try and substitute things with chips, like chips with popcorn and coconut water instead of fruit juices and soft drinks. Even getting the kids in the kitchen to help make some bliss balls is a fun and easy way to entertain them. So, to wrap up, enjoy these holidays with your kids. They won't be kids forever. So forget about cleaning the house and get out and about and active with your kids, because that's what they will remember.
Some great advice there. And we've been chatting with Susan Johnson from Spring Natural Health on 101.5, keeping our community informed and connected. To listen to Susan's helpful and practical advice again on getting kids off their screens, getting them early to bed, eating healthier and exercising more, visit 101.5fm.com.au and search podcast.